coordinated bomb attacks in central London.
Well, you're quite right. Security at very best is proportionate. It'll never, ever be absolute. The thing that concerns me is that what are we doing for the thousands of men and women, actually, who are in London working? And I say that because at 9:30 this morning, we were actually running an exercise for over a company of 1,000 people in London based on simultaneous bombs going off precisely at the railway stations that happened this morning. So I still have the hairs on the back of my neck standing upright.
Did you get this quite straight? You were running an exercise to see how you would cope with this, and it happened while you were running the exercise?
Precisely. And it was about 9:30 this morning. We planned this for a company, and for obvious reasons, I don't want to reveal their name, but they're listening and they'll know it. And we had a room full of crisis managers for the first time they met. And so within 5 minutes, we made a pretty rapid decision. This is the real one. And so we went through the correct drills of activating crisis management procedures to jump from slow time to quick time thinking, yeah, and so on.
Well, that's all very good, slow time to quick time thinking and crisis management procedures. But, you know, if you've just been blown up by a bomb on a train, none of that helps very much. I mean, you know, I'll come back to it. Coordinated bomb attacks in central London.
Yeah, but to be trapped underground with something like this happening is utterly terrifying, isn't it?
Well, surely. It's why we spend so much time in training our staff for just these events. Indeed, we had a live exercise at Tower Hill just 2 weeks ago, and we do this regularly through the year, and I think that's why the staff perform so well, because they know people do need assistance at times like these, because there is a sense of powerlessness in a situation like this.
Coordinated bomb attacks in central London.
Has there been a big training exercise recently?
We've had several training exercises over the last few years, both in terms of sort of theoretical for management and also on-the-ground training for our sort of frontline operational staff.
But I suppose even when you are involved in really quite intricate exercises, everybody involved knows it's just an exercise. And today, people would have seen some pretty horrendous things and dealt with some unspeakable things, weren't they?
Yes, of course. All of our training is treated seriously. We train because we know that we could have to deal with an incident of this nature at some point. So in terms of the training element, yeah, it's all treated seriously. It's not the case of any frivolity. But the scenes that the firefighters and people would have seen today will stay with them, and obviously we will make sure that our staff are provided with the facilities for proper debriefing.
Coordinated bomb attacks in central London.
We've got the leaders and chief executives, 1,500 of them, of councils from across England, and obviously yesterday we were having great celebrations about the Olympics. We've got the leaders of all the London authorities. I was actually having lunch at 12:40 with Mayor Rudolph Giuliani of New York, who was, I must say, most effusive in his congratulations when London won. And then, of course, this morning, the terrible news. And so we brought everyone back in. We had a minute's silence. Some of the local government ministers have gone back to London.
Coordinated bomb attacks in central London.
Absolutely, and that's something we see time and time again. Ironically, at this hospital, there was a major meeting going on, training day for a section of the doctors, so there were far more doctors here today than there would have been on any other routine day. Fortuitous, but also for the patients who were being brought in, it probably meant they got their care a little bit quicker than had been expected. Right. But it is the case, the sorts of incidents like we've seen like this in the past, you do see doctors, nurses, members of the public coming in trying to offer help.
Karen Allen, thank you very much indeed for that, and thank you to Stephen Chittenden as well. We made coordinated bomb attacks in central London.